The best part of holiday gifting? Giving them something they'll use all year. During December deal drops at Lowe's, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools, now just $59. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops every week this month. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
But we're here to take your Monday blues away. Heidi, Frank, and Portia are out, but you ain't gotta worry, honey, because from Sister Circle and Married to Medicine, we got our girl, Quad Webb. Hey, girl. Of course, last night was the Emmys, and later Andrew Freund will have the stars on the red carpet. We'll also break down the shocking breakups of two Hollywood couples. And did Scott Disick almost come to blows with Kris Jenner's bae, Corey Gamble? But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, last night was the biggest night for television. It was the 71st annual Emmy Awards. Now, it was a big night for the Amazon show Fleabag, which took home 4 awards. Now, star Phoebe Waller-Bridge won Best Actress in a Comedy, which blocked Julia Louis-Dreyfus's shot from taking home a record night. Emmy. I was so rooting for it. It was the last season of Veep and everything.
But anyway, man.
Game of Thrones took home Outstanding Drama Series as well as Best Supporting Actor for Peter Dinklage, but lost every other category they were up for last night.
Wow.
I blame it on a Starbucks cup.
Anyway, both of them.
Yep. The moment of the night came when Kerry Washington presented the award for Best Actor in a Drama. Billy Porter made history when he became the first openly gay black man to win this award for his role in the FX TV show Pose, and it was big. Check it out.
The Emmy goes to Billy Porter.
Oh my God, I gotta read. Oh my God, God bless you all. The category is love, y'all, love. I am so overwhelmed that I am so overjoyed to have lived long enough to see this day. James Baldwin said, took many years of vomiting up all the filth that I had been taught about myself and halfway believed before I could walk around this earth like I had the right to be here. I have the right, you have the right, we all have the right.
I absolutely love it. Yes, for Pray Tell.
Speaking of Billy Porter, baby, it's time for
What the Fashion?
And baby Billy always turns it out, honey, and last night was no exception. But Miss Porter, baby, wore a pinstripe Michael Kors couture suit encrusted with 130,000 crystals, honey, sparkly nails, and handbag. But baby, look at that hat.
Yes,
the hat is it. It's like a slightly tougher Gary.
Yeah, honey, Miss Porter did that, honey.
Yes. Yes. I said, come through, hat.
That's what I said, honey.
He always pushes the envelope with the fashion.
Oh,
he always looks nice with it. There's nothing out of tact. Everything be on point, I must say.
I feel like that hat will eventually be iconic the same way that, like, Jennifer Lopez's green dress was a whole bunch of other days.
But that hat's going to be iconic like Aretha Franklin's was for the inauguration.
Oh, the hat that spun around.
Yes.
They're going to be sitting in the Smithsonian, honey, together.
Okay, yeah. And I'm here for it.
Pink and red were the colors of the night. Now, Taraji P. Henson combined these
Mrs. Clores, and so did This Is a Star, Miss Mandy Moore.
And they both killed it.
I don't like neither one. They both got
really?
To put their own individuality and spin. So Taraji P. Henson's giving you I Dream a Genie vibes.
Yeah.
Mandy Moore, she, you know, gave you a more conservative office look.
Quad.
Yes.
Look at this outfit that Taraji. I don't like the off with the legs showing. That should all flow together.
Well, listen, I do like she's giving us drape tees. She really is. I love that, and I love the colors and the color combination. However, I'm not here for, I don't think that's the proper hairstyle with
the
it. I don't think that's good.
All.
And it's not really, I know she has a crystal belt here, but it's not really cinching in her waist.
She looks good. Everybody not going to have the same chic look all the time. Like, just let her live. This
Brett,
is a different look for her, and this is what she wanted to wear. She felt amazing that night, and that's all that matters. She's giving me, like, mini dress, and it's kind of fitted. And the sheer part is kind of like a cover-up.
She giving me like she just woke up and walked out the damn house and said, go give me that right there and threw it
she's
on that.
Me, I'm rich and flowy. She's giving me twirl, darling.
Okay.
Twirl.
Well, look at Miss Mandy Moore, honey. Miss Mandela, they just threw that on her. What kind of mess is that?
They just look
it's
like they tucked her shirt into a skirt. Just tucked the shirt into the skirt.
Anyway, y'all, honey. Now, Miss Kendall Jenner wore y'all a gown with red roses, honey. But get this, honey. She had black latex under it.
Mm-hmm.
Come through with the S&M vibe.
You know, how hot is it outside, though?
I was just
though?
About to say, I'm sure Mother was sweating down to the flow, low to the flow, low.
Kendall Jenner is, like, looking good and burning calories at the same time.
Okay, because she is stuffed like a sausage in this outfit.
But can I just shine a little light on the rest of the cast of Poles and how they slayed down to the red carpet? I think they looked absolutely amazing. I'm just going to call them by their character's name because everyone knows them by that. I think Angel looked absolutely amazing in the Louis Vuitton dress. So she wore the white one. She was sitting. She really, really was. And also, I got to say, Blanca came through as well. I think they looked absolutely amazing last night, and I love how Poles was represented.
Round all these girls up, and I'm not saying this because, you know, this is my Judy or anything like that with Billy, honey. But to round up, I mean, he had the best ensemble because at least, honey, he kept it consistent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. His outfit looked like it all flowed and belonged together.
It was all black and crystal, and she just kept it together.
I think it's dope when somebody wears something that you know you can't go to any store in your neighborhood and find it.
Right.
You won't be able to find anything that Billy Porter had on anywhere.
And you know what? And I had on my outfit like his the other night, though.
Ooh, did you? Where'd you go?
I had a black crystal outfit.
Did you have that, though?
Not the hat.
Yeah, they don't got that at Belk.
No, okay.
Try Pure.
All right, now, y'all, I heard fall and winter is cuffing season, but it seems like it's more of breakup season. It looks like things are not working well with Kenya Moore and her new husband, Mark Daly, as they've announced that they're divorcing after nearly 2 years. Miley Cyrus and Caitlyn Carter called it quits after only dating for 1 month, 30 days. They didn't make it. My God. Now, it's not clear why these couples broke up, but rumors are swirling that Kenya and Mark Daly allegedly ended their relationship due to cheating allegations and not getting along. Now, Miley Cyrus and Caitlyn, well, I'm not really sure why they broke up, but Caitlyn, to me, was more like a rebound.
Well, I feel like Miley and Caitlyn were having, like, their whole little Thelma and Louise moment. Like, they helped each other get away from the relationships that they were in at the time.
Right.
So, I don't think no one really expected that to last.
Yeah. Right. I think that was playtime. I can't really say that was a relationship.
That was like a little fling fun time.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. That was a cat munching time, and then that was it.
Ooh, hot tea.
Cat munching.
And as for Kenya and her husband, I knew that wasn't going to last from the start.
Really?
All this stuff is storyline. You into this here, you know how that game is played. Huh? It's storyline.
Now, granted, I've never watched the show, but, like, all the disgrunt that was in his face was probably real because he probably loved Kenya but hated the stuff that came with it
from
the show aspect. But they put the extra pressure on her. Mm. Nah, if you're going to do the show, you got to bring your dude and have him involved.
Exactly.
But he did it because he loved her.
Yeah, maybe loved her then.
Because he didn't look like somebody was doing it for clout.
No, I think Mark already has his own thing going on from we understand he's a restaurateur, so I don't think it was that. I think that they might could work it out. I think it's still some hope there and they can probably work it out. I do.
Well, some people said it was cheating. So who would cheat, her or him?
We don't know.
I ain't in nobody's business. I don't know.
We just need everybody to pray.
Yeah, we just pray for them. So.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless this couple, Lord. Help them on their journey, Lord. Let them share and enjoy their child together and be great co-parents, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, bless them and let your will be done, however you may work it out. Because what don't come out in the wash, Lord, come out in the rinse.
And with that being said, honey, up next, Andrew Freud hits the 2019 Emmy Awards red carpet and dishes with stars Billy Porter, Kerry Washington, and many more. Be right back. Dish Nation. Hey,
Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here on the purple carpet at the 71st Annual Emmy Awards. Getting ready to talk to all the stars. Let's do this.
Let me tell you something. I'm in a very great position because I'm not nominated for anything and I'm not presenting. I'm just here just to wear the suit, frankly.
Terrence, can you just mat me down a little bit? Am I shiny?
No.
Just give me a little. There, one more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that better? I think I was saying, because I saw you over there talking to another network, which I won't talk about. Yeah. You're my favorite dress tonight.
Oh, you're very sweet. You're,
like,
very
seriously,
kind.
I was like, your pants, like, you're like all sparkly.
I'm comfortable and sparkly.
What are you going to do to make sure that you're actually sitting in your seat when they announce your category?
I probably won't get up because my shoes hurt.
So we're here at the Emmys. I wonder, what do you bring to these kinds of events? What's in your pockets?
The only thing in my pocket right now is Burt's Bees.
What is in that purse?
You could see.
What's in there?
I forgot my lipstick.
Okay.
So that's not good.
Okay.
So a pizza-shaped powder puff.
Okay.
A little bit of eyelash glue, because I'll be the one with one lash hanging off. A lip liner I had to saw in half to make it fit in this weapon of a bag.
And my purse is strong and heavy and can be double as a weapon if need be.
Don't mess with her.
And I do have a time travel device in my purse.
What's in your bag? I want to know what's in that bag. Yeah.
I'm going to show you.
Okay, please.
Because it's a mess. Nothing. Can't nothing fit in there.
You're at the freaking Emmys.
I know, right?
I feel so overwhelmed.
If you could have anyone guest star, who would it be?
Rock.
Okay.
I don't know how we would get there, but The Rock.
All right, Dwayne. This young man wants to... Dwayne, this young man wants to see you on This Is Us.
Reach out to us, please.
Who would you like to see guest star on This Is Us? If you could have anyone in the world come on the show, who would you like to see?
I really like Zendaya.
Okay.
That would be exciting, like, if she was, like, a friend or, like, a cousin or anything, that would be exciting for her to play guest star.
Very important question for you. If I was going to compete in one of the competitions on Pose, what would that be? What could I do? What can I serve?
Well, you would have to be trained first.
Okay.
And let's see. I say best dressed.
Oh, snap. We're doing a red carpet theater challenge. I want you to pick one of these things, and I want you to read it in your best comedic take.
Oh, okay. You're over me when you were under me.
Portia, tell me the truth. You're in love with me.
I got off the plane.
Only time will tell. I hope I made the right decision.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was deep.
It was deep.
You say it in the street. That's a knockout. But if you say that in a tweet, it's a cop-out, man. What do you mean?
Oh, snap!
Say it in the street, that's a knockout. But you say it on a tweet, that's a cop-out.
There's nothing in this world I like better than making you squirm.
Nice.
Oh, okay, now I want you to do the same one. Same one.
Same one.
Yeah. Let's, come on. You're an Emmy nominee.
Good luck.
Don't make me laugh. I'm trying to voice.
I'm available for voiceovers.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing in this world that I'd like more than to make you squirm.
I'm squirming right now.
You're welcome.
Just so you know, it's not that common. It doesn't happen to every gal. And it is a big deal.
Oh my God, she did a, she threw in a lip quiver.
Portia, tell me the truth. You're in love with me.
Portia?
Act up, you get snatched up. I don't know what that's from. What is that from? Is it from, it's a very bad fortune cookie?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Oh boy, oh boy. Honey, it went down between Kris Jenner's bae, Corey Gamble, and Scott Disick. In a recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Scott and Corey got into a heated argument after Courtney revealed her 7-year-old daughter, Penelope, scratched their nanny in the face. Take a look.
Guys, I don't have a nanny anymore.
What?
She said P was really upset. She was putting her in the car, and Penelope scratched her face. But P can be out of control. If you're a nanny, you also...
I'm sorry, but if P scratched me for no reason, I'm whipping her ass, and I'll explain to y'all later.
What?
I would whip her ass.
You would whip Penelope's ass if she scratched you?
I would give her a spanking for sure.
My daughter? What are you talking about?
Scratch me.
You
in
would
my
whoop
face.
My daughter's ass if she touched you?
No, scratch
well,
me.
She scratched.
A little 6-year-old girl?
That's
what the f- are you talking about?
That's the problem.
Stop it.
But
stop.
That's the problem.
You're not going to beat my little daughter.
Not beat.
Well, I just didn't like how Scott was talking to Corey.
Yeah.
Like a child, like, stop it, stop it.
I must be missing the whole thing.
What?
Okay.
Because my thing is this, okay, now, the child, she didn't intentionally scratch the maid, huh?
No, yeah. She was mad, and she was. Courtney was saying that, yeah, she kind of had
acting
fits
out.
A little bit.
Yeah,
she was acting out. Out.
Well, but why would he hit the child?
Right.
They're going to send his ass back to the plantation. They're going to send him back because he already was the minority at the table. And he should not say that to these people, honey, knowing that. These
but Kim was trying to kind of take up for him and say, I don't think he meant it like
yeah,
that.
Chris
like,
was.
Ain't nobody saying, like, he finna drag the child and whoop her to death or beat the brakes.
Why would he even say that? That's stupid. Why would
but
you
I,
hit the
I
child
still
first?
Thought that Scott was being a little overly dramatic. I really do.
Well, but that's
like,
what how people with money do. Well, he's changing the words, too. He said one word, he said another word.
Yeah, he said beat.
Corey just shouldn't even said that. He should have thought about it first.
Yeah.
Well, moving on, let's talk about rapper Jim Jones and his longtime girlfriend, Chrissy Lampkin. They had their New Jersey mansion foreclosed on.
Oh.
And guess how much someone snatched it away for?
How much?
$100.
I would have sent my $100 up there through Western Union.
I think we all could have.
I'm sure it was some type of extenuating yeah. circumstance.
So, according to reports, the rapper purchased the mansion back in 2006, taking out a $680,000 mortgage to make payments of over $4,000 each month, but he stopped paying on the mortgages for 7 years straight. And he currently owes over $1.2 million on the home. That's a high interest
Ooh,
rate.
Ooh,
wow.
See, you never know what happened to cause this to happen. Like, maybe the owner of the house did something wrong, and he
That's
was like,
true.
Well, I'm not paying until
That's
you
true.
Do X, Y, and Z. And yeah. then it just grew to this reason.
Yeah.
And maybe stop liking Chris in the meantime, too.
No, they together. They love each other.
Yeah, they've been riding
hard. Because I'm going to be going back and forth.
But see, Jim Jones is different from me, because all he had to do was call me up and say, listen, Quad, I need you to go ahead, and we're going to sign this. Over to you.
You know how men ain't asking nobody for nothing. You know,
you know
they have too much pride for that.
And then I'm like, oh, I got you. Here's $100.
Look, Jim Jones back, keeps though, pockets full of money.
They didn't pay for 7 years. Do you realize,
that
like...
That is a long time.
Like, what color does the slip come in the mail? You know, the pink joint is when, like,
it's
you know, miss a couple months, right?
It's like color in the egg area. It's aqua.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, up next, find out how this man went from 0 to 100 real quick after a mix-up with his wife's sandwich order. We'll have more details after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation! Okay, now we all go into a fast food place and they've asked us for our names, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so one man shared his experience with Jimmy John's on a Facebook post saying, are you freaking serious? My wife took our sandwich out of the bag and we see this? Seriously? Oh, not today. Not today. Okay, the sandwich appeared to have the word bitch on it, B-I-T-C-H. So the man then stormed into Jimmy John's like any of us would and demanded to speak with the manager. The man then explained that what he thought was bitch was actually an abbreviation for bacon, lettuce and tomato with cheese.
Oh. Can we give this man a gold medal for being strong and wrong?
Oh, my God. Strong and wrong.
Strong and wrong on aisle one, please.
I wish I could have saw him pick his face up off the floor.
But you know what I love most about him? He's
what?
A rider.
Oh,
he's
God.
He's down for his wife.
He's a troublemaker. He should not have jumped to conclusions that fast.
But whoever wrote this on the sandwich, I absolutely love their humor.
And if you know what you got on your sandwich, then why not think of that first? I got bacon, lettuce, tomato, and cheese.
But in the midst of it all,
the husband is a bit pessimistic. Unless they were assholes when they called the place to order. Maybe she was mean and he was like, you deserve this.
And then there's that.
Yeah, because CHBLT doesn't have the same ring to it when you put it in reverse. Let me get a cheese BLT, please.
I don't see this being offensive. Like, I don't know if I would have been mad. Like, you wrote bitch on my sandwich, bitch.
They should have accepted the sandwich, wrote dumb on top of it, and handed it back to him.
Man.
Then there's really a lawsuit right there.
This is for you.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.